was hoping you might have heard of it before we had a meeting.
You should have went Key and Peele.
Yeah.
It's Key and Peele. I actually write that show.
I'm black. I'm one of the guys.
Yeah, that's got to be... Send a representative. Like, I'm going to send a representative. And then sit like two tables over and just wait.
Over here and then towards the end go, I couldn't help but over here. I'm actually the real Shane Gillis. I'm the one you were supposed to have
get
this...
the devil's double.
I'm the one you were supposed to have this meeting with today.
What you gotta do you think? You got to start moving way smarter.
Are you ready to start
here?
Working together now?
You got to start moving way smarter.
I do
here,
need
dude.
To move significantly smarter.
This fucking... Like, I'm actually over here. I've been here. This text her halfway
40
through.
40 chest
like,
constantly. Yeah, dude. I'll say, look over to this other table. And I'll go.
And then run.
Sprint out of the meeting.
Leave a fake check to pay for your coffee and run.
Running is very funny. Dude. Running publicly is so funny.
It's the best. It's a high speed lifestyle, dude.
Running out of a restaurant is fucking so funny.
Dude, I mean, what is the speed limit for people? What even is it, dude?
A fast walk is nuts.
What about a full
speed walking out of a restaurant?
I ran to the fucking smoothie place last week. They gave me the wrong order, and I was like, "Well, I don't want the guys waiting on me." And I fucking booked it there and then back. I kind of gassed out.
A little slower
out.
With this smoothie.
Gassed out, but yeah, dude,
that's
I'm
crazy
all about
you did that.
Just
that's very weird.
Ripping it. Well, it's like, why not? Who's to dictate the speed for everybody?
Let's no, fucking, you're right.
Let's move.
You think we should introduce running?
Pick up the pace.
So yeah. We all finish a meal, pay for it. Stand up,
before.
Put our jackets on, we say...
No, you don't get
hey,
any...
Hey, it was good to see you. My Uber's actually here right now.
You don't want to get indigestion, dude.
Knock stuff over and sprint. Sprint into the restaurant.
Dude, I wanted to test this for the longest time. Like, yeah. If I go into a Walmart and fucking book it, I can I get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Why?
You can't actually get in trouble, but people are going to...
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
You're going to say, what are you stealing?
Can the law stop me?
Yeah.
If
you're
booking
like...
A, it.
You're basically pretending you're on like a shopping spree show. Where you get just whatever, like just ripping shit off the shelves.
I wouldn't make a mess, but I'd be fast as fuck, dude.
I've seen you move, too. You got wheels.
Oh, I can move fast.
I remember when you cooked O'Connor at the beach, dude.
Yeah, it's your belly beat me. That killed me, dude.
Billy?
That would keep me pissed in my big dick
oh,
mansion,
in a race.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do. You're a big dick guy in a mansion. You think about all the bigger dicked, faster dudes, and you go, my wife probably wants to suck that guy so fast.
Everybody wants to suck the fast guy.
Quarterback's so smart.
Quarterback thinks he's so fucking smart, doesn't he?
Holding. Everyone does every play.
Why did they call it on me?
Yeah, it's awesome. What would your favorite thing be? Rock star, NFL player, comedian, or fashion mogul? What would you pick? Four options.
Fashion mogul seems pretty enjoyable.
Or a serial murderer who never gets caught.
Ooh. Ooh. Fashion mogul I like because they can just, you can, once you're in there, you can just make dog shit and everyone's like, wow.
Yeah.
What is that shit?
Who makes it up?
Fashion is, I hate it.
It's crazy. Like the high when they wear like
shit
peacock.
Nobody will ever wear ever.
Yeah.
And you just get a skinny woman to wear it.
Oh, yeah. You starve her.
And like a biracial freak looking dude. A skinny biracial guy to walk wearing fucking gibberish. And you and other like weird fat gay Italian dudes sit there like, it's gorgeous. I love what you've done here.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. They wear like ladies wear like a jacket with like collars that goes 10 feet over their head. And they're like, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And like Converse, or like trash sneakers with like a, I don't know what.
Yeah, you wear,
I don't get it.
You make like one dress a year and fucking like Kate Winslet wears it to like the fucking Kids Choice Awards or whatever, Nickelodeon. And then everyone goes, oh, wow, she's wearing a Giuseppe Gazzeppi's.
This is a Giuseppe Gazzeppi.
That dress is $30,000. It's so good, right? She's so hot
it's
right
shit.
Now.
It's complete
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, fashion would be nice. Although that'd be so much pressure, dude. Someone imagine people getting under your skin, being like, the fabric's for a joke. And you'd be like,
that was the point. I was using the fabric as a statement.
You just smack some fucking bare ass teenage boy, be like, get out of here. I'm angry now.
Do that again.
They've angered me. Giuseppe, please.
Giuseppe, get out of here.
Giuseppe, please do not. Not tonight.
Leave me alone. Oh, I'm kidding. Come back.
I mean, that rules. You get to be a gay dude that gets fucked up on wine and cocaine every day, and you just put gibberish on a skinny lady, and
yeah,
you hang out in the south of France.
Slam boys.
Slam boys.
Not bad. Okay, so fashion mogul, obviously rules.
So
don't make me say it all out.
I hate to spill the beans, but I got a text that said, yo, it's yay. And Kanye contacted me that day.
That day he was
that
day, going
media
in.
Tour. That night, yes. And he wanted to work on something.
On his media daily storm.
And unfortunately, I had to decline.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should be here eating birthday cake.
You know, the views, we could do that. But I do feel like the people that are latching onto him are taking advantage of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
And that looks fucking lame.
Yeah, it's sinister.
Because Ye is the best.
Well, that kind of sucks because I want to give my views on Israel right now, if you don't mind.
See, I already feel weird about talking about it.
It is funny. It's a funny thing to have him text.
I mean,
you.
It was crazy. It gave me, like, my face got hot. I was in an Uber. I was talking to Matt, and I was like, dude, Yay just texted me.
That's crazy.
Did you show that to the guy next to you?
I was in the back of an Uber, just like, like, he wants to talk right now. It's like, I'm in an airport. I can't. I was just trying to buy time. I was like, holy fuck. Because I knew whatever he said, I was going to say yes. I fucking love Kanye West. I love his music.
You're doing the right
thing. I love his music.
You're doing
so
the right
much.
Thing. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it was
huge
hard.
Kanye West fan. Can't stand his music.
Yeah. I'm not into just that fucking crap. Pull your pants up.
I like his, man. We get it. You're views. The best at everything.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable.
Alex,
that.
Although I will say,
no,
Alex
crazy.
Jones
it needs
was
to be pointed
so
out that Kanye
funny.
Texted you,
dude. It fucked me up.
Him on Jones was no one better to interview him than Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So why am I saying the Nazis are cool? I don't like them. They kind of like took
yeah.
like, attack
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
I'm not really
you
with
don't
that.
Like Nazis, so I like Hitler.
Dude, the one that caught, like he's like, we're having fun here. We're just fucking around. Everybody's crazy here. All right, we're going to head to break. And then just Kanye, like, while the camera's panning past the desk, he's like, I like Hitler. How the segment ended. He must have been like, God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
No, he was like, yeah, we're going mega viral right now.
Yeah,
what do you want me to
it's
tweet?
Lit. It's lit. It's lit. He kept saying it's lit.
Have you thought about texting him about other stuff?
No, like I don't want to bother him.
Yeah.
And I don't, yeah. Of course, there's that fucking fame hungry party that's like, yes, do it.
Yeah
this would like, that's, be doing no. it big.
And
you're
then
noble.
Don't and then
noble.
Do not do that. And then do yeah.
You're noble. I was like, yeah, dude, fucking talk to him right now. And you're like, I was
everybody.
Like, yeah.
That was every single person's reaction was like, do it.
I also had
like,
no
bro,
idea.
We would lose everything.
I had no idea what his hijinks were that day. I was like, yeah, dude, help definitely hit
that
him.
Was that was the problem. I
like,
said, did you see what he said?
And
today?
I looked it up and went,
ooh. He had too much soda.
He had a lot of soda. Yeah.
He might have.
He had Surge at the birthday party.
He might have had Jolt.
He had a couple jolts.
Kanye, easy on the Pepsi.
Yeah, or he was just super sleepy. He might have been just super sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, dude, it's definitely one of the most interesting things ever happened.
Also, that day we were on Rogan. We did like 10 minutes on how great Kanye is.
Yeah.
And we get done with the episode that doesn't come out until today or tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's literally Rogan like, look at this guy. He's a genius. Oh, dude, put up this video of him at the Amazon concert. It's the best thing I've ever seen. And then we get done. I'm, you know, anxiety from doing that podcast. And the next day I'm on the plane like, oh, God, oh, what have I done?
Yeah, I mean.
And then you get a text from him and it's like, damn, spooky stuff. Very scary times.
That is spooky stuff.
Yeah, it fucked me up. And I was on mushrooms on Rogan. So I was on the mushroom hangover the next day. It was a lot.
That's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
It was a lot, dude.
I'm sweating in my robe. I'm trying to make plans in my robe. My balls are dropped.
Dripping on the floor. I'm having a panic attack in an Uber. Leaving JFK. Just like, Matt, I got to go. I got to talk to you later, dude. You're not going to believe what's going on. I'll see you later.
I was saying to Shane, right how funny is it that Kanye in his head is like, well, I'll just go on Gillian Keys. It'll be fine.
That's fine. I'll just go on Matt and Jake.
Whatever. I mean, he is right that we do need to preach love and forgiveness. It's
he
just,
is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the sands of time, maybe you got to deal with him in like a 500-year span.
Yes.
But it's like I think, though,
you just got to go, all right, Hitler, back of the line for love and forgiveness. We'll take care of everybody else first.
Get all the way to back, for sure. He jumped the line. But it's, you know, again, 90% of people are going, what did he do? It's fucking weird.
Well, did you
see, who's really hot blooded? I've seen so many comedians now who are like, it's like, well,
anti-Semitism has no place. It's like, oh, come on, this isn't real stuff.
Yeah, maybe you could do like supervised podcasting, like they do supervised visitation, just to see if you can handle like 15 minutes of time and a half hour. What in an hour
with like, yay?
Yeah, just have like a ward of the state come with you just to see if you can keep it together for like 15.
Dude, if I would join immediately. Immediately. He'd be like, this is how I feel. I'd be like, you're exactly right. You're right, dude. It's fucking unbelievable. They're fucking killing us, dude.
Did you see his subreddit got turned into like a Holocaust awareness thing?
Really? His subreddit got...
The headlines are like Kanye's fans turn his subreddit into like a Holocaust awareness page.
That is one thing people seem to be a little unaware of.
The comedy restaurant that was also an eternal comedy contest.
Oh, the black one?
Yes. Dude, I was talking to Blizz about this. In Philly, they had a thing. They were like, what if you started a restaurant first? And then slid comedy in on people.
It was crazy.
It was a disaster.
And it was
dude.
Just black people eating. And then you're the only white guy in the room.
They only ever had one party in there at a time.
Right.
Yeah, it was just one table.
I did one.
Talking loudly. And then they would be like, oh, by the way, here's a comedy contest. It wasn't even a show.
Yeah.
Then they'd
yeah.
make people compete to people eating dinner who were like, I'd rather not deal with this right now.
They had no, they didn't know
so
a show
fucking
was
funny.
Happening.
That's so dude, funny.
So I did one it the first horrible. Round and I crushed.
You killed it.
And dude. I was like, what's up? I'm white. Like, the easiest.
Yeah, man.
And then I was like, then there was the next round was just one table that was clearly celebrating a guy getting out of jail.
Yeah.
He just got
you called attention. Yeah, you called attention.
And then I came on and because everybody bombed before me. And I was like, I got this.
The contest, it was ripe for a winner. Yeah,
this is
ripe
easy $1,000 I'm about to win, which obviously they never paid. And, and I came on, dude. And there was just one table and I thought they were going to fight me.
I thought
that like I was like, I got this.
Well, you pointed out the fact that
I got off the stage and stood at the foot of their table.
You went all in. You probably like spit on their crab. They're cracking crab legs, dude.
They're just trying to eat. And I was like, what, this guy just get out of jail or something? like, what'd you say, motherfucker? I was like, nothing. I think I lost this round. It's a bad round.
We used to do these shows up in Harlem and because white people wouldn't book us. So we had to go do like black shows. And this guy went on and did sound effects. Killing with like the fucking, I'm the robot.
That's always tough being next.
I know.
When you see that murdering, just being like, oh, this is different than what I got.
Yes, and I'm the whitest guy ever with my dumb observations about, you know, bodegas are weird. And so I eat it. So I start making fun of that guy. I'm like, how about the guy from Police Academy? And that's kind of getting him.
Classic.
And then I get off and he goes, let me talk to you outside. He goes, big guy in like a yellow suit. And he's like, you ever do that shit again, I'll fucking kill you. You're in the wrong area. You don't know me. I'll fuck you up. And like the host stepped in and was like, no, don't fuck with him, Jerry. You know, it was a whole thing.
Holy fuck. Yeah. What was his name? Did he have a corn? He's popcorn.
I think it was Tater Tot.
Taxi. Yeah, Tater Tot.